Pitch to Tyler Soderstrom is in there for a strike at a 2-1.
I'll agree with you. That's beyond my level of expertise.
I think Schroeder and Lucy are they're an item in the Charlie Brown universe.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure that's right. 0-1. Bouncer back up the middle, played behind the bag by the shortstop Arenado, throws to first in time, and the inning is over.
How did your show go?
Oh, I was pretty good. I had to fake playing the piano, though. Even though I knew how to play the piano as a kid, I had forgotten by the time I was a junior in high school. 6-0 Brewers. We head to the 7th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hungry? Quick Trip's got you. No dinner plans? Food's here. And it's a pizza party. Dom's Pizzas are four for just $10. Choose from a variety of toppings. So easy and delicious. Get plenty to eat and keep your wallet happy, too.
Food's here, and it's ready when you are. Quick Trip isn't just convenient. It's here to make your life easier and better.
Fuel up at your ultimate destination for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quick Trip.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye, bye, baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Ben Bolton takes over on the mound for the A's as we go to the 7th inning, and taking over on the mic, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you very much, Lane. They've got a 6-0 lead. Had 3 early unearned runs, then 3 runs in the 5th against Matt Crook. And now batting against the left-hander Ben Bowden. It's going to be Eduardo Garcia first up. Now playing center field, and he'll take strike at the knees. From Ben Bowden, Elvis Alvarado pitched a scoreless 6th. He struck out the side, worked around a walk. First at bat for Eduardo Garcia. He takes low. 1-1 from Bowden. There's a new catcher. It's Kyle McCann. First baseman is now Nick Kurtz, and Alejo Lopez is in at short. Should get you up to date on the Athletics. 1-1 coming. Garcia lifts foul on the right side. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
From HoHo Cam, home of the Athletics, Josh Maurer and Lane Grindle. 1-2 pitch from Bowden, swing and a miss. High hard one, 93 on the gun from Bowden. Gets Eduardo Garcia. And Jake Bowers, who is still in the game after starting at first base. He's going to bat for a 4th time tonight. He's moved to right field the last couple of innings. Now, folks, you can get 0% interest for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Breaking ball is away to Jake Bowers. First meeting of the year between the Crew and the Athletics. Pitch outside on a fastball, 2-0. Jake Bowers is 0-2 with a walk. Isaac Collins, who's gone the whole way and left, is in the on-deck circle. The A's have played very well this spring. Only have 3 losses coming in. Ground ball foul up the first baseline by Bowers. It's 2-1. 7-3-1 coming in. Brewers 5-7-1, if you're curious. And I can tell you that very few are. One out of the seventh. Bowden's 2-1 to Bowers. Swung on and fisted on the ground to the third baseman. That's Muncie fielding and throwing, and he got him. Actually, it might have been the shortstop. It was the shortstop. Closer to him. That's the new shortstop, Alejo Lopez. Got him, so there are two outs. And Isaac Collins, who's 0 for 3, will come to the plate. Here's all I'm going to say about that. Actually, the record, a little bit misleading. Brewers have played better than their win-loss record would indicate. Would you agree with that? Breaking ball strike. They've had some late leads slip away recently, including yesterday. An 8-run eighth inning by the White Sox. And those are the times of the games where you got a lot of minor league guys in. When they've had the regulars in the lineup, Brewers have played very well the first couple of weeks here in the Cactus League. That's my... very unofficial, and
it's a good breakdown.
Yeah, it's my unprofessional breakdown of the matter. 1-1 to Collins. Two out, he swings and misses, fooled by that breaking ball there from Bowden.
Yeah, I talked to somebody yesterday that is a fan, but yeah, probably isn't super dialed in during spring training. I said, how are we doing down there? I said, well, that's a hard question to answer. Said, good.
1-2 to Collins. Swung on, grounded towards third. Diving to his left. Fine play by Max Muncy, but his throw to first is wide. Pulled the first baseman off the bag. New first baseman there is Nick Kurtz. Couldn't hold it, so safe at first is Collins with two out.
I said, they're doing great. Well, what's their record? He said, no, you can't do that.
That's right.
I said, that just isn't indicative of really anything, because for five innings, the game's played one way, and for four, it's much different. So it's really just something to have fun with in spring training in terms of looking at the records.
That's exactly right. Yadier Arenamo bats and takes outside. That was a base hit for Collins, because the third baseman had to dive. 6-0 Brewers, top seven, and Yadier Arenamo swings. He took a big cut, flies it into center, straight away into the night sky. Got some carry to it, but backing up with a play is Drew Avens in front of the track, and he makes the catch. That'll end the inning. The thing of it is, too, you know, the results all go to the Milwaukee Brewers, but as you say, for like the final four innings of almost every game, it's not the Milwaukee Brewers that are playing that game.
It's the Mudcats and Timber Rattlers and,
yeah. So, you know, you take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Let's stretch. 6-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 15th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything, but the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman?
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, done!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We get a look at Craig Yoho as we've reached the bottom of the seventh inning. 6-0 Milwaukee over the Athletics. And Yoho delivers low ball one on the new catcher, Kyle McCann. The man with the dazzling changeup. We've seen it on display throughout his Cactus League appearances thus far. There's the change, but it is low and skips off the glove of David Garcia, the catcher, to the backstop. So 2-0 on Kyle McCann. The A's did a non-solid to the broadcasters. Not straight-up swaps tonight. Got Daryl Hernandez on deck. Swing and a miss. There's the changeup, 2-1. New right fielder for the Brewers is Luis Castillo. Jake Bowers has left the game. They still have a couple of starters left. 2-1 coming from Yoho is inside on McCann. The count goes to 3-1. Yoho had a dazzling performance the other day. 3-1 pitch, swung on and chopped to second base. That is Anthony Siegler backing up to field the second hop from the shallow outfield grass. Throws out the catcher McCann by a couple of steps. One out for Yoho. That was on Sunday, the last time that we saw Craig, and it was a strikeout the side of the Cleveland Guardians. Lane was on the call, and each of us kind of looked at one another with our eyes wide and our mouths agape. Daryl Hernandez swings over the top of that changeup. It's nothing and one. Seventh inning stretch has been sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The Island Resort and Casino is the premier resort destination in the Midwest. Plan your visit today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. Yoho's 0-1 to Hernandez. Lifted down the left field line, but he got out in front, hooked it foul. Thus far this spring, Craig Yoho, over his first three outings, three innings pitched, one hit, zero runs. That's it. And he's got the first batter he's faced here in the seventh. The 0-2 to Hernandez. Got him looking. Breaking ball locked him up. And Hernandez could not pull the trigger. That's two out. The more you watch Yoho, the more you think that he's going to be able to help the major league bullpen sooner rather than later. And who knows, maybe that sooner is in New York City at the end of the month. That's how good he's been. So now here with two outs coming to the plate and taking low ball one is Drew Avins, who is batting in the sixth spot.
He has been so impressive. I don't know if opening day is in the cards, but if it's not, it won't be long before he's up.
1-0 pitch to Avins, a lefty. Swung on and lifted foul back out of play, so it's 1-1. Two out in the seventh.
The thing about Yoho that stands out to me is the body language on the mound. He looks like a guy that's been getting guys out in the big leagues for a long time.
1-1 pitch to Avins. Changeup dips low. And it hasn't been that long that he's been a professional. He was an eighth-round pick just 2 years ago out of Indiana. 25 years of age. Strike called, 2-2 on Avins. He got up to Nashville 14 outings at the end of last season. And when he was in AAA Lane, he had a 1.26 ERA. Avins will use his time. A-V-A-N-S, Drew Avins. Yoho looking for a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh. 6-0 lead for the Crew. Right in a ready 2-2 pitch. Threw the fastball, missed up and away. That's a full count. Max Muncy is in the on-deck circle. Yoho has his sign. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up. Threw him the change, and it's lifted into shallow left. Isaac Collins coming in, looking up into the lights and squeezing it. Another 1-2-3 inning for Craig Yoho. The Brewers pitching tonight through seven, a two-hit shutout. They lead 6-0 into the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin.
Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Truck drivers, no matter where you want to take your career in 2025, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Wisconsin First Fridays are back for 2025. Every Wisconsin resident gets half-off Brewers tickets at the First Friday home game of each month of the regular season, courtesy of Pick and Save. Grab your half-price tickets at brewers.com/WisconsinFridays. First one against the Reds in that opening homestand. We go to the eighth. It's 6-0 the crew. And to take us home, here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Anthony Siegler leads off against the new right-hander, Tanner Dodson. And the first pitch from Dodson misses down and in. It's 1-0. 6-0 crew. They've out-hit the A's 7-2 tonight. Siegler checks on a pitch that missed low. And it's two balls and no strikes. Darian Miller is in the on-deck circle. Pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch is down and in. It goes to 3-1 on Siegler. Siegler has a double tonight. A walk and a ground out. Dodson's pitch popped up foul and out of play third base side, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Well, a reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers. Always give semi-trucks extra room to stop while on the road. You don't want to run into a semi-line drive, as Josh described earlier. Siegler takes high and works the leadoff walk. I still think it works.
It's growing on me.
We have the annual spring training broadcasters quorum coming up on Monday night. Maybe we'll put that to a vote. We'll crowdsource that a little bit with the other broadcasters. Here's Darian Miller. Pitch misses low. It's 1-0.
Not sure I want to admit that among that group.
Well, I'll do it. I'll say I said it. I don't care.
Ask them if they'd like to dine at Oregano's.
1-0 pitch, bounced in the dirt, nearly hit Miller. Just missed him. Two balls and no strikes. Delgado in the on-deck circle for the crew. Top of the eighth inning. On a chilly night in Arizona, but an otherwise decent enough night. Sweatshirt, maybe light jacket weather for the most part. Ground ball foul up the first baseline. It's 2-1. Runner on and nobody out here in the eighth. It's been all Brewers so far. Dodson kicks. There goes the runner. Pitch is a ball. Throw goes into center field. So Siegler to his feet. He's on his way to third. And he is in there standing up. So a stolen base for Siegler. And then he gets to third on the throwing error from the catcher, Kyle McCann. And so Siegler is 90 feet away with nobody out. And a 3-1 count at the plate on Miller. Boy, the Brewers have really run tonight on this A's catching core. As that one missed down and in, Miller works the walk. So back-to-back walks by Dodson.
And the Brewers set up to have a big inning here. So goes to the top of the order now. And Raynel Delgado.
Number 72, Raynel Delgado.
Quiet right now in that A's bullpen. Dotson just two batters into his night, but a couple of walks for him. Dotson's pitch. Delgado took a breaking ball low. It's 1-0. Well, things will start coming into focus a little bit here now in the next week or two. You probably see some guys get sent over to minor league camp here coming up. Some cuts will start happening. Pitch is high. Two balls and no strikes. All those things are parts of spring training when you realize, okay, you've hit the next milestone, if you will. You're that much closer to opening day. 2-0 is a little bit low. 3-0, and Dotson just cannot find the strike zone right now. You may see the A's scramble somebody in that bullpen if Dotson can't work his way back. Swing and a miss. Delgado might have swung at ball four on a fastball down and in. It's 3-1. Brewers back at home tomorrow. American Family Fields of Phoenix against the Padres. 3-1, and he took inside. He worked the walk. So it's been three straight walks, and the bases are loaded for Ernesto Martinez Jr. and Scott Emerson making a trip to the mound here. He's got to come out and chat with Dotson. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. So it has been a challenge to throw strikes for Dotson, and action has begun in that A's bullpen right now.
You know, Lane, we were talking about spring training results. But here's one thing that does matter. It's the way you play. And the Brewers are perfect. 6-for-6 stealing bases tonight. They've also forced a couple of throwing errors by the catcher by being aggressive. So that has not changed from what happened last year under Pat Murphy to this year.
And you go back to last year in spring training. First pitch to Martinez Jr. in there for a strike. It's 0-1. The Brewers were running in the spring to the point where it was kind of like, whoa, is this really how they're going to do this? Well, there was a method to that madness. Pitch is low. It's one ball and one strike. It was to basically send a message up and down the roster that we're going to be aggressive, and we're going to take the fight to our opponent, if you will. 1-1 is down and in. Two balls and one strike. And you got into the regular season, the Brewers were more about picking their spots, but they were one of the best base-running teams in all of the big leagues. And so you see them doing what they're doing tonight. 2-1 is a little chopper over the head of the second baseman, Hernández, and into center field. One run is in, a second run around third, and scoring is Miller on his way to third. Goes Delgado, and it's two more runs for the crew. They lead it 8-0 on the two-run single by Ernesto Martinez Jr.
That was the old Baltimore chop.
That hit right in front of the plate.
Yeah. Boy, did that shoot up and over the second baseman. That went a long way off that compacted dirt.
Honestly, you would have thought that was a looping little blooper over his head, if not for the sound. You could tell that it hit the plate or right in front of the plate before it bounced up. And now Reese Walling takes the ball. It's 1-0. Missed upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. But, yeah, the Brewers' aggressiveness on the base paths tonight. This is how Pat Murphy wants to play, because that's how they did play a year ago. 2-0 swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. Two in here in the top of the eighth, an 8-0 Brewers lead. Nobody out. Runners on the corners. 2-1. Walling takes a strike, and it's 2-2. And it's a fun style of baseball, too. You know, we've talked so much about how the Brewers are aggressive and how they're not afraid to run on the base paths. 2-2 swung on and fouled straight back. It stays at 2-2. The part we probably don't say enough is, it makes for a really exciting brand of baseball. Who doesn't like to watch athleticism
on display, and it's on the bases. There goes the runner. Pitch is inside. No throw to second base, and so now a full count on Walling after the stolen base by Ernesto Martinez Jr. So now second and third and nobody out. Dodson brings home the pitch, and that's fouled down into the dirt behind home plate. We do it again at 3-2. But there is maybe no better way to see athleticism on display in the game of baseball than watching guys get after it on the base paths. Maybe an outfielder robbing a home run or swing and a miss. Walling down on strikes. That's the first out of the inning for Dodson, and Mark Kotze pops up out of the dugout quickly. And that's going to be it for Dodson. Kotze's going to the bullpen. But maybe an infielder making a play deep in the hole and showing off that arm strength. But running on the bases is one of the most aesthetically pleasing things in this game. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 8-0 Brewers. And still threatening here in the top of the eighth with two runs already in on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Truck drivers, no matter where you want to take your career in 2025, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Jan from Toyota here. Feeling cooped up from winter? Well, now until March 31st is the perfect time for a new Toyota, like Camry, Grand Highlander, and more. So you can get back out there and do the things you love, like hitching up the boat to a tundra for a lake day.
I haven't water skied in a long time.
Live out your spring fantasies with a new Toyota. Come in today.
Go from dreaming it to driving it. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Jack Cushing is the new right-hander for the A's. Second and third and one out. And a breaking ball to Eduardo Garcia drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers, slow down, move over, and drive safely in work zones. No balls in one strike here on Garcia. Cushing brings home the pitch, and it's a bouncer on the right side of the infield. This is going to run home. It is fielded by Hernandez. He sidearms it over to first to retire Garcia. But Delgado scores from third, and on the play, Martinez goes to third. It is 9-0 Brewers now, and here's Luis Castillo to pinch hit for Jake Bowers. Cushing brings home the pitch. Breaking ball. That's a good one. It's in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Eighth inning today is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits. Building Wisconsin's infrastructure. 0-1. Fastball. A little bit late. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Learn more at LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A Wisconsin.org. And feel the power. Cushing's 0-2 pitch. Lined and a fair ball over the head of the first baseman, Kurtz, and all the way into the right field corner. Martinez Jr. scores from third. Rounding second on his way to third is Castillo, and the throw was overthrown, but back there to back it up was Cushing, so Castillo will just be content with the triple That scores another run as the Brewers lead it 10 to nothing. So the RBI triple for Castillo. And now here's Isaac Collins, who's gone the distance so far tonight. He's the only Brewer still in there. He, along with Siegler, who started this game. Swung on and fouled straight back.
That was an impressive swing by Luis Castillo. Ripped that ball and kept it fair by like a foot inside the chalk.
Yeah, very impressive swing. He was off to the races from there. And a 10-0 Brewers lead. A one to Collins. This is a one-hopper taken on a short hop by Hernández at second base. Throws to first in time. Nice play by Hernández to end the inning. But the Brewers push four more runs across. They lead it 10-0 as we head to the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hey folks, John here at Napa, Richland Center in Boscobel. It's a perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon.
Nothing Brewers as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Ho-Ho Camp. Craig Yoho stays on the mound at Ho-Ho Camp. And he gets a swinging strike against Max Muncy. It's 0-1. And the pitch. Missed inside, 1-1. I cannot wait until Craig Yoho makes his way to the big leagues. I think it's going to be much sooner than later. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Whew. One ball and two strikes against Max Muncy. And I cannot wait until the first time he pitches in a leverage situation against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 1-2. Change up, swing and a miss, and that was nasty. Strikes out Muncy and made quick work of it. Ortho ASAP strikeout. One away for Carlos Cortez. I mean, the possibilities are endless for wordplay when Yoho's pitching against the Pirates in a big spot.
Ahoy, maybe.
Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. I mean, this is just unfair at times, watching him against some of these hitters. The swing feedback he gets. Guys always talk about the feedback when they're pitchers. 0-1. That one is fouled back and out of... Actually, into the net behind home plate. It's 0-2. He gets some really good feedback on that changeup. He gets some really awkward swings. 0-2. Missed outside, and it's one ball and two strikes.
Interesting here that the Brewers are having him pitch a second inning, too.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly a purpose to that.
1-2 pitch. Tapped behind the plate, foul. Stays at 1-2. Look, the A's have only had three base runners tonight. Two hits, and there was an error. So Brewers pitching has been lights out. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the changeup. I mean, the Brewers and Brewers fans are used to seeing good changeups from their bullpen. This one is going to remind them very much of another changeup they're used to watching. It has very similar look to it. Here's Henry Bolte. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for Yoho. And came back with a fastball that time at 94. It was fouled off the gear of Miller. And it's 0-1.
You know how unconfident the A's are that Bolte's not going to do well against Yoho? Nobody's in the on-deck circle.
There's Alejo Lopez popping up into the on-deck circle. Or I think it's supposed to be Lopez. Now it looks like it's Kurtz, the first baseman. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. The count here on Bolte. Yoho looks in. The pitch. Breaking ball. Oh, it missed low. Ooh, that was a nasty curveball from Yoho. 1-2 the count here on Bolte. I mean, everything he does, he can manipulate the baseball so well. The pitch. Changeup missed down and away. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Bolte. Henry Bolte. Yoho kicks, delivers, changeup, swing and a miss. And a 1-2-3 strikeout through side, bottom of the eighth for Craig Yoho. I don't need to tell you to remember the name because you're already hearing his name every day during spring training. He is very much on the radar. 10-0 Brewers as we head to the ninth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling.
What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more. And
more.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. Yadier Arenado will lead things off for the Crew against the new right-hander. First pitch to Arenado. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Wander Guante is now on the mound for the Athletics. 10-0 Crew. And I think in talking about this game, pitch missed high, 1-1, you're going to talk about the two young prospect arms for the Brewers. Jacob Mizorowski, 9 up, 9 down, 3 perfect innings from him tonight. 0-2 pitch. Chopper on the left side. Played on the forehand by Alejo Lopez. He slings it over to first in time to retire Arenado. And there's one away for Siegler, who's going to go the distance here tonight for the Brewers. And you're going to talk about Craig Yoho, who just threw 2 perfect innings for the Crew with 4 strikeouts. And he made a few of these hitters in the eighth inning look like minor leaguers, frankly, against an established big leaguer, only he's not. Pitches in there for a strike on Siegler. It's 0-1.
It was those feeble-looking swings at a changeup that we became so used to seeing from another right-handed reliever over the last few years.
A one pitch, and it hit him. Siegler wears that one on the back and tosses the bat and will head to first. So one out, base runner for the Brewers here. And now here's Darian Miller. Well, Pine River is a fixture of summertime get-togethers. They've been making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years. I mean, this isn't new for them. And you can find it at fine stores where you'll also find, of course, Usinger's. And you're going to find Cedar Crest. Usinger's is America's finest sausage. Cedar Crest is Wisconsin's premium ice cream. Miller checks on a strike anyway on an elevated fastball, and so on one. Siegler not being held on at first as Kurtz plays behind him. Missed way outside at Guante. It's 1-1 on Darian Miller. Scoreboard says Raynel Delgado. That's the next hitter. They're just telling you who's on deck. That's all. Trying a new way of game entertainment. New format. Here's the 1-1. And this is lined into right. That's going to drop in there for a base hit for Darian Miller. Stopping at second is Siegler. And the Brewers have first and second here with one away. And now Raynel Delgado, as the scoreboard has been telling us. They were just promoting it, trying to get you amped up for this AB.
Well, they didn't want the few thousand fans that are left here to leave.
Have we gotten an attendance tonight?
Have not heard.
I'm going to check on it here. I've got sources.
The capacity is about 10,000.
We are not at that. First pitch to Delgado is popped up. Shallow left field. Racing in is the left fielder Cortez. He'll make the catch for the second out of the inning.
I was just giving you a frame of reference.
Okay, let's see if we've got an announced attendance. We do not.
We go 3,136.
Here's Ernesto Martinez Jr. First and second and two away. Pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. You went 3,136?
I did.
I will go 3,135 and a half.
You could have done $1.
A one is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. I boxed myself in. I only got half of a fan to work with here in our Price is Right game. There's actually no way I can win. It's actually impossible for me to win. No balls and two strikes on Ernesto Martinez Jr. Guante brings home the pitch, missed way up and outside. Fastball at 92, and it's one ball and two strikes. Well, look who's coaching third. 1-2 on Martinez Jr. That one is fouled at the plate. Stays at 1-2. Nestor Corridor, one of our favorites. Third base coach right now. Jason Lane started the game at third. There are few people I enjoy talking baseball with more than Nestor.
Yeah.
1-2. Popped up in foul territory. It's going to find the grass and fall harmlessly as Max Muncy was chasing it over there. But was kind of cued off the bat a little bit. Kind of got in on him, actually.
It kind of looked like a semi-liner to me.
It did look like a semi-liner in foul territory. But that is the definition of Josh's new term, a semi-liner. 1-2 pitch on Martinez Jr. Guante, high leg kick, brings home the pitch, and this one's popped up into shallow center. Going back on it is Lopez, backpedaling into shallow left center. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Three more outs to get for the Crew to put a ribbon on this one. They lead it 10-0 here at HoHo Camp on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Grant Wolfram takes over on the mound for the Brewers. A 10-0 Brewers lead. And Nick Kurtz is set to lead things off for the A's here in this bottom of the ninth inning. Wolfram brings home the first pitch on Kurtz, a lefty, and it's in there for a strike. So lefty-lefty matchup here for Wolfram against Kurtz. 0-1 the count. Wolfram brings home the pitch, and the breaking ball missed outside, maybe a touch low as well, 1-1. In the on-deck circle is Colby Thomas. 1-1. Swing and a miss. And it's a ball and two strikes here on Kurtz. Kurtz, a big body. He'll ask for time here. Well, it is Shandy season, baseball fans. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor the moment. 1-2 pitch. Ooh, up and in on Kurtz. He was able to lean back and get out of the way in time. It's 2-2. Wolfram brings home the 2-2 pitch. That missed low, and the count goes full. Brewers will not go to Sacramento this year. The A's come to the Brewers early in the year. I think it's the second homestand of the season for the Crew that the A's come to town.
Yep.
That is a White Sox-Brewers trip for the A's. There's a bouncing ball on the left side. Nearly a collision between Arenado and Delgado, but Delgado cuts in front of Arenado, fields it, throws to first, and retires Kurtz. And now here's Colby Thomas.
Yeah, that'll be the back end of that second homestand of the season. Three-game weekend series at American Family Field, April 18th through the 20th.
I am looking forward to going, because the Brewers will go to Sacramento in 26. I'm looking forward to going there. This pitch is lined by Thomas into left. That's going to get over the head of Collins and one hop the wall. On his way to second is Thomas. Collins got to it quickly. Throw comes in a little bit late, and it's a one-out double from Thomas. Yeah, I've never been to Sacramento. I want to see the birthplace of Jeff Levering.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to seeing Sacramento and the unique setup they're going to have for the next few years. Probably not ideal if you're there for 81 games a year, but I think for us to go in for a series, it'll be kind of fun. Here's Leo Lopez, the old Cincinnati Red. Hits a ground ball on the left side. Arenado stays down on it, fires over to first in time to retire Alejo Lopez. And the A's are down to their last out. On the play, Thomas goes to third. He's there with two outs for Kyle McCann.
If you're not familiar with it, for at least the next three seasons, the Athletics will play at the home of the Sacramento River Cats, Sutter Health Park.
Pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Yeah, that'll be neat. We're going to play in a spring training facility this year in Tampa when we head down there in May. 0-1. Fouled out of play, and yeah, he's down to their last strike here tonight. Wolfram against Kyle McCann. Trying to preserve a shutout. You don't get many shutouts in spring training, in Arizona at least. This would be an accomplishment against one of the hottest teams in the Cactus League. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Wolfram strikes him out, and this ball game is over. Brewers come to Hohokam tonight, and they dominate the A's and shut them out by a final score of 10-0. We'll come back to wrap things up after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Now's the time to plan your total experience getaway to the Island Resort and Casino. With over 450 hotel rooms and a luxurious spa, relax in style before diving into nonstop casino action. Watch your favorite teams on the big screens and enjoy great food and drinks at T-Mix-E Sports Bar, or savor top-tier dining at Horizon Steakhouse. Then amp up your night with live music and comedy. Head to where the big game, big wins, and big fun come together. The Island Resort and Casino.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Upgrade your home with new outlets from LeGrand. They have innovative outlets and light switches available in a variety of finishes and styles with features like USB Type-A and C charging ports. Brighten up your home and save big on LeGrand outlets and light switches today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hungry? Quick Trip's got you. No dinner plans? Food's here, and it's a pizza party. Dom's pizzas are four for just $10. Choose from a variety of toppings. So easy and delicious. Get plenty to eat and keep your wallet happy, too.
Food's here, and it's ready when you are. Quick Trip isn't just convenient. It's here to make your life easier and better.
Fuel up at your ultimate destination for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quick Trip.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's. And baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Palms Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association. Josh, the Brewers flex their muscles tonight. 10-0 shutout victory over the Athletics.
It's a three-hitter for the Crew as they win the first matchup of the spring between these two teams. They get 10 runs on 10 hits and committed one error. Meanwhile, the Athletics, no runs, only three hits tonight. They made two errors, led to three early unearned runs. As you said just a few minutes ago, Lane, the story, a couple of very important pitching prospects in the Brewers organization who shined tonight, starting with Jacob Mizorowski. Three perfect innings for Miz. He gets his second win in the Cactus League. He's 2-0. Later, Craig Yoho, two innings, perfect with four strikeouts. Jeffrey Springs took the loss. He's 1-1, a game that took 2 hours and 35 minutes to complete, and each of us were well short on the attendance. They announced 4,564.
Well, you still win.
Yay!
Good for you. You get a drive back to the complex. That's your reward. All right, good job tonight, Josh. Do it again tomorrow. You will, not me. We'll be back with you tomorrow on Brewers.com, that is. We'll be back with you on the radio on Saturday. On Deck Show, built by Menards, we get underway at 2:05 on Saturday. But, again, they'll be joining you just, you know, moments before the game gets started tomorrow. 2:10 first pitch between the Brewers and the Padres. It'll be Yu Darvish for San Diego. Brian Hudson's going to get the start for the Crew. Until then, this is Lane Grindle with Josh Maurer and our producer, engineer, Matt Prelip. Again, the final score from Hohokam Stadium in Mesa, Arizona. The Brewers 10 and the A's 0. Have a great night, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers. Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
The mill is through organizing, is through a contract. This Faster Labor Contract Act, while I think it's better than nothing, I'm questioning. Again, I go back to, it's better than nothing, but it doesn't do anything on the front end to stop employers from harassing and intimidating and committing unfair labor practices. It does none of that. There are no teeth in that part of it. And it also relies on the fact that they think that the National Labor Relations Board is going to be functional and be able to do any of this stuff in the era of Trump. So it takes a lot of things for granted. And this is one of those things. Now, me, I would like to see the Protecting the Right to Organize Act passed. It undoes a lot of the bad things from Taft-Hartley, getting rid of the right to work status. And says, look, you know, if there's a contract in your workplace, you've got to pay to service that contract. None of this freeloading. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to join the union, but you got to pay for the service that you get of negotiating, enforcing, and all of that of the contract. There are no free riders. But I'll tell you this, and this is where there's something positive to come out of this moment. Labor, while it's at historic low numbers right now, there is an appetite for stronger labor unions. There is an appetite for higher union density because, well, nothing else is working to raise wages. There are no benevolent corporate interests. They don't give anything. You got to fight for it. Want to hear your thoughts? Email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Miss any portion of the program, grab the podcast. And as always, thanks so much for being here. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Rick Smith Show. Email Rick. Email Rick at rick@thericksmithshow.com. Until next time, this has been The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Three accused spies arrested. Two are active duty U.S. Army soldiers. A third's a former soldier. Several federal agencies involved in a months-long investigation, says head of the FBI's Seattle office, Mike Harrington.
It demonstrates the pervasive nature of the threat from the government of China to our national security. But the other thing I think it demonstrates is the ability of the FBI and our partners and our determination to counter that threat.
President Trump putting his 25% tariffs on goods from Canada to Mexico on hold for a month. Worries over tariffs led to a third day of Wall Street losses this week. A President Trump executive order signed tonight is to establish a strategic Bitcoin reserve, according to social media posts from the White House. Pope Francis, recovering from pneumonia in a Rome hospital, thanked people for their prayers in an audio message played for the faithful in St. Peter's Square. This is ABC News. A South Korean military training drill gone wrong. Fighter jets accidentally dropped bombs.